Shield Jesus. Come on.
Yeah,
this is
yeah,
my greatest
yeah,
year. Lord, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah.
Why am I on this year with praise? Nobody knows a story like you. Oh, that's why.
That's why
my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, that's why. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Woke up one morning, didn't know I was in my right mind. Lord, that's why. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Drove through the bushes and didn't know how I walked away. Lord, that's why. That's why my heart is filled with praise. See, my friends are the same thing I did with God. Lord, that's why. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Somebody's child is on her and I still got mine. Lord, that's why. That's why my heart is filled. Somebody's looking for a job, Lord, and I still have mine. Lord, that's why. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Don't have a job.
Somebody needs peace.
You got
me, God. Lord, I got peace this morning. That's why my heart is filled. I'm trying to move up with praise.
Thank you, God.
Somebody doesn't have joy this morning, but Lord, I still have my joy. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I used to be bound, but you set me free. Lord, that's why. That's why my heart is filled with praise. In my right mind, I should have lost it a long time ago. Lord, that's why. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Somebody's bringing me pain in the body this morning, but I'm not. Lord, that's why. That's why my heart is filled with praise. We love you that time. We love you. We love you, Lord, today.
Because you care for me.
Such a special way.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. Amen. Let's read it in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for standing. It reads, "Behold, the days are coming, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, saith the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Yeah.
No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, saith the Lord. Yeah. For I will forgive their iniquity, yeah, and their sin I will remember no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're still on our series.
Amen.
Still on our series. Jeremiah, dropping jewels. And today I want to talk about new covenant ways. New covenant ways.
Okay. Amen.
Hopefully you can get a grasp of that. Now, I was thinking in early preparation of this message about the series theme, Jeremiah dropping jewels.
All right.
And then I think I told y'all when we began the series, kind of where that was coming from, that dropping jewels is urban, kind of talking about when you have in the urban community, when there's someone that's an older mentor type person that's sharing with someone under them or with less experience of how to do good in life, and that information and that truth that they're sharing adds value to their lives. I was remembering a movie when I began this, and then they kind of illustrated that I'm using this kind of get us where we need to be. They came out about 30 years ago, 1991, and it was called Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Why were y'all looking at that picture? Boys in the Hood was a little rough.
Right.
A little rough around the edge, just because it was a true picture.
Right.
Of what goes on in the
hood. Yeah.
So it had to kind of be a little rough.
Amen.
But if you see that there's one scene that I want to kind of maybe you remember, take your mind back to. In this picture, Furious.
Yeah.
Everybody know Furious? Furious Styles.
Yeah.
Amen. Who was played by Lawrence Fishburne, who was the dad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He was Trey's dad. And you know, Trey had two friends, Ricky and Doughboy.
Right.
And in his shame, Furious is in the community, and he has Trey there, and I think his friend is there, and also some other individual in the community. They may have been gang related, or they may have been in the pharmaceutical industry. But they were gathered around, and Furious began to share with them, amen, about gentrification of the community. That the property values go down, so you buy up the community, and then you raise the revenue, and then you raise the prices, but then nobody who used to live there can come there, so it changed the complete culture. And talking about how guns get to the hood, and how drugs get to the hood, even though most of those that are selling them don't have planes, don't have ships, and he was trying to drop in the truth on them and about gun violence and killing one another.
Right.
And he shared that He shared that truth.
Yeah. In the billboard. Yeah.
And we got to do that, God. We got to do that. We as disciple makers.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. As followers of Christ, right. As believers, we have to take the truth of Scripture and the wisdom that God gives us, and we have to become a furious in our community.
All right. Amen.
And share with those that are coming behind us some of the things God has shown us in wisdom He's given us, wisdom that we've got through our experience, especially the truth of Scripture, to keep them from making the same mistake that we made.
Amen.
That would be so fun.
Amen.
But listen, just like in that situation, you know, even after, amen, Furious had shared with them, you know, at the end of the picture, you know no one. After one of his boys, after Ricky got shot.
Right,
all right. Got in the car.
Right.
Invited Trey to get in the car with him, they don't go for a reveal.
Don't do it.
Ricky got in the car, Trey got in the car, and on their way to go for a reveal, but something happened.
Right.
Something came to him.
Right.
That truth that his dad, that truth, those nuggets that his dad had, amen. That those jewels that his dad had passed along, and he said, wait, stop the car.
Yeah.
But I gotta do that. So because of the jewel that he shared, it saved his son's life.
Right.
Unfortunately, no one went on and got into trouble.
Amen.
So if you're disciple makers, you're going to win some.
Amen.
You're going to win some.
Tell me that.
But you're going to lose some too.
Right.
Everybody you share with, everybody you're trying to disciple, everybody you're pouring your life into and mentoring and praying for and hoping for a better future for and trying to share wisdom and the word of God with, everybody's not going to listen. But you keep it up, because you're going to have some trains that's going to get out the car. That's why I got to keep preaching. I know when I preach, everybody ain't going to listen. But thank God, I know every once in a while, I'm going to have somebody that said, I want to get out of this car.
Yeah.
I'm headed for a car wreck. I'm headed for a disaster.
Yeah.
I'm going to get myself in more trouble. But everybody don't listen, I'm still here, and I'm still telling a story. But somebody may need to get out of the car tomorrow.
Amen.
Are y'all with me so far?
Yeah,
that's what Jeremiah is doing in this letter. And these verses that we're looking at this morning are kind of the peak or the pinnacle of the book of Jeremiah. Because here they are. Jeremiah writes this letter. It's a prophecy. It's something that hasn't happened yet, but going to happen in the future. He's talking about because they won't turn around, because they won't repent, because they want to worship idol God, do their own thing, they won't listen to God. Jeremiah, as he delivered God's word, they will find themselves in deep trouble. Things are going to be so bad. He said that the landscape is going to be flowing with bodies, and mothers will go against their maternal instinct and cannibalize their own kids because of their home. He said, now this is how bad it's going to be. But he sent this letter before. I know it's going to be this bad, but I want to tell you this. When it get this bad, keep hoping.
Yeah. Keep
hoping.
Yeah.
Because a better day is coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
A better day is coming. Yeah. Keep hoping.
Keep
hoping. Because it's not going to end there. My relationship with Israel, my covenant with Israel, is not going to end there.
Yeah.
And then he goes into what we're going to get. He goes into talking about a new covenant.
All right. Right here. Right here. Right here.
Because you already have the old covenant. Yeah. And then I want to share this. This is important. Somebody, I'm just going to share it because in case anybody else, I know you most of y'all been in church a while, but they thought somebody's head kind of grasp of it. You know, we got a New Testament and an Old Testament.
Okay. Right? All right.
39 books in the Old Testament, 27 New Testament. Mm-hmm. But those books really describes the covenant, because the Old Testament talks a lot about the Old Covenant and people under the Old Covenant. The New Testament talks about the New Covenant. But why come past that and they call it Old Covenant and New Covenant? Because when the Greeks were in charge of the Bible, once the Greeks took over everything, and especially the New Testament was written, they couldn't find a word in the Greek that was equal to covenant. The closest word they could get is testament. There was another word, but it means, because you know, covenant is like an agreement.
Right, absolutely.
Agreement that kind of binds the relationship or defines the relationship between individuals. But the other word they wanted to use that wasn't testament had to do with two equals. So they couldn't use this word because this is about God and us. And God, when God is involved with us, they can't be two equals.
They
chose testament because it's like a, sort of like a last will and testament, but it's not, you don't have to die for it. It's not the kind that you're going to die before you get it. But when you think about a last will and testament, it's not really an agreement between two people. It's one person deciding that, hey, when I move off of this earth,
this is what you get.
It's not a bargaining process. It's not agreement or whatever, but because of what I feel about you, this is what I'm going to bequeath to you. This is what I'm going to give to you. Amen. When I'm gone. Now, the testament in the Bible time, it's not something you just had to die for. You could actually do that while you were living. See, when you got the, when you got that kind of testament, you got a person that, that has the authority, he don't have to ask you. And there's a difference of one person is higher than the other. So they use, that's the best word, testament. Somebody got the New Testament and the Old Testament. Y'all with me so far? I want you to know, but somebody, you probably somebody has never thought about, why you got the New Testament? Why they call it testament?
Thank you.
And a whole lot of covers in the Bible.
Amen. That's true.
Can't go no more. I'm just talking about the man. Now, when we think about the Old Covenant, mainly, you're talking about the Mosaic Covenant.
Yeah,
the covenant, the Ten Commandments, and all the other laws with it that God gave Moses. That's the Mosaic Covenant. That's kind of the covenant that governed the majority of the Old Testament. That's the Old Covenant. That's the covenant that Jeremiah was under. The problem with the Old Covenant. Let me read the poem, and then you'll see. Hey, just a couple of words, a couple of lines. The first line talks about the Old Testament, the second about the New Testament. The Old Testament says, do this in lieu of the law commandments, but gives us neither feet nor hand. Do this, that's what the Old Testament said. Do this and live. That's the law commandments. You want to be blessed? Do this.
Right.
If you don't do this to be blessed, and you do this, you're going to be cursed. The Old Testament says, do this and live the law. The law commands you to do it. And live, be blessed with life. But it gives us neither feet nor hand. It tells you to do it, but it doesn't give you the ability to do it.
Amen.
It says, do this. But I don't have hand, I don't have feet.
Right.
That's what Paul said. Do this and live the law commandment, but gives us neither feet nor
hand. All right.
Let me get to the lead. A better way the gospel brings and bids us fly and give us wings. New covenant way. The gospel actually gives us a higher responsibility and a higher ideal about our lives than the Lord Moses, but it gives us the power.
Yeah.
If you hear me, fight, tell them to fight, and we don't have no way. But instead, it tells us, I want you to go higher than that.
Right.
But I'm going to give you the power to live the life that I'm calling you.
Right.
That wasn't so funny. I'm trying to explain this thing. When you have at least when you leave here, you'll have a good idea of what we're talking about. Now, there's some differences. See, the old covenant tries to control conduct.
Right.
Conduct, you know. It's an external law that tries to control conduct. How you live.
Right.
Don't be killing nobody.
Right.
Don't lie. Keep the Sabbath holy. Honor your mother and father. It's trying to control your conduct.
Right.
And most times you see times about where God talks about blessings, encouraging, and sharing them when they should do the Old Testament. And always afterwards, the people of God, Israel, say, yeah, we're going to do that, God. We want to be blessed, God, so we're going to do what you say.
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
But the problem was, they had a heart issue.
Yeah.
They had a heart problem. They spoke it quickly, but they had a heart problem.
Yeah.
And they did not have the ability to carry it out. Heart by heart. When I say heart, I mean inside heart. And the Bible talks about the inner person.
Yeah,
they can sing with their lips, but the inner person.
Right.
Because they were born in sin, in the chamber of iniquity, there was always a bent for disobedience. So just like us sometimes, just like us, we should do because we do that. We are promised something. We'll come in here, Sam, I'm coming out of me and all that. We'll hear good words. Oh yes, Lord, oh yes. Why Bible study or where we are encountering and having intimacy with the Lord? Yes, Lord, I'm gonna do that. Yes, I'm gonna stand up. Yes, I'm gonna walk right.
Yeah.
Then they're like Israel, sometimes we feel.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this in a few minutes. For us, we're even more gifted than they are.
Right. Come on. Yeah. Amen.
But that's what they would say. But they had a heart issue. Heart, sometimes you got heart. They had heart trouble.
Right. Right.
The heart doesn't matter. They had heart trouble.
Yeah.
But now the New Testament does not try to control conduct. But the new covenant changes character.
Yeah, right.
You see what I'm saying? It is not trying to control, it's not an external force trying to control your conduct, but it changes your inner character.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's
that. skip down to verse 33, but this is the covenant that I will make within the house of Israel in those days, that the Lord, I will put my law in their mind and write it on their heart, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I'm going to put it in the heart and the mind, that's the inner life. It ain't going to be on stones, but it's going to be in the heart. It's in my heart to say to the Lord. Y'all heard that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in my heart.
Thank you.
Now, let me show you the difference. Y'all remember when Moses went up on the mountain to go get the Ten Commandments from God? Mm-hmm. He was up there, but he said, we don't want to talk to God. We'll send you a different representative. Yeah. Moses went on the mountain, got the law from God. And before he come back, Aaron went and created a golden calf, created an idol, lay down to have an altar. Doing all kinds of evil. He's trying to bring them out. By the time he gets back and see what they're doing,
going on.
You don't have God open his hands up and 3,000 died. 3,000 died. They were having a party.
My God.
And 3,000 died. In the old law, the law couldn't do no. He was bringing in the law and 3,000 died. But I want y'all to see something in a minute. The law came here. Moses got the law, he brings it down. And 3,000 died. That's what happened when the law came. But now, let's contrast it with the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
On the day of Pentecost. Amen. When the Holy Ghost,
yes.
The Holy Spirit, when He lives inside of believers, is what is meant by the covenant being inside of us. It's when we talk about the writing on your heart and your mind on your heart, He's talking about when the Holy Spirit indwells us.
Yeah, preacher, it's true.
That means the Holy Spirit. Gives you what's right and wrong.
Right.
Amen. It's inside of you. It changes your character. So that when you're true believing something you used to do, you can't enjoy no more.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You know the Holy Spirit sometimes get on you and and you don't be, sometimes you're trying to be a regular person.
Yes, right.
And you get approached or anywhere.
Yeah.
And so come up to you. Like they come up to me. And I'm just a regular person. And so come up to me saying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a preacher? Mm-hmm. I'm not in my suit. I ain't got my shoes on. I'm in warm up. And you have a Bible with me. One more came and said, the spirit of wisdom on you. You need to use that to help you. I don't even know why I'm wearing.
Come on, it's still a prophetic word.
But sometimes, my brothers and sisters, see, when it's in you,
right,
you can't hardly hide it.
Right. Amen.
Even when you try to hide it, they come out. So it's the Holy Spirit on the side. So on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came. And they were allowed to because all the different dialects that came from different countries around them, they were Jews, but they had different dialects over there. And they came to the country, but because they'd been in those places so long, their dialects were different.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Spirit enabled the apostles to preach in that dialect so they understood.
Right.
In this area. So, now, remember when the law came, 3,000 died.
Right.
On the day of Pentecost,
when
the new covenant came, 3,000 got saved. But he didn't want to tell us a contrast between the old covenant and the new covenant. The same thing. The old covenant couldn't do because 3,000 died. But for the new covenant, this and the Holy Spirit came, 3,000 got saved. Don't miss that contrast. better word.
Thank you.
The gospel brings, it bids us fly, and gives us wings.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they come
finna cut the light on, you know, and I can quote it, Lord, I'm good, neighbor. I hear God.
Let me go and finish this thing. Total forgiveness. Oh. Point number two. It is pretty important. There's ongoing transformation. Ongoing transformation.
Yeah, that's good news.
Let me read this out.
That's good news.
Ezekiel. If y'all want to get there with me, let's put down Ezekiel 36. I think it's Ezekiel 36. And I think the verse is 26. 36. Okay, 36:20 said this. Moreover, I will give you a new heart.
Right.
And put a new spirit with you. That's what a new heart is. I know you will put a new spirit on the spirit with you.
Yeah.
I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. That was before that, but let's see, go there. Then 27. I will put my spirit within you. I will put my spirit within you, because I come to the Holy Spirit when it comes in us as believers. I will put my spirit within you. And I will remove your heart of stone from you and give you a heart of flesh. Then 27, that's what I'm trying to get to. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk. When you got the spirit within you, he said, I will cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances. When I give you a spirit on the inside, you will want to do it. From the inside, you will want to do what's right. You want to tell it, you want to please God from the inside. I have long and outside, you want to please God from the inside. And it's an ongoing
process.
We ain't perfect.
Amen.
Because this promise has a now and a not yet.
Right.
The, in the now, we are being perfected.
He's
perfecting us. It's an ongoing process. Nobody here is perfect. It's an ongoing process. The Spirit is working on. He'll reveal one sin and bother you about that sin until you deal with it. Then he'll reveal another sin and bother you about that. Reveal it, how you overcome it. Make you want to overcome it. Then go to the next, and he comes and make you more and more like Jesus. More and more like Christ. Because in the now, we're being perfected. But in the not yet, we're not yet there. But one of these days, we will be perfect division. Because we will be perfect. We'll be perfect because we already, when he comes back, we'll be perfect.
Thank you.
Amen.
My God.
Well, it's an ongoing process.
Yes,
you all want to get more like these every day.
Amen.
Now, I get nervous with people, and sometimes it takes longer for the Holy Spirit to kind of get people to do what they need to do.
Amen.
But I get nervous when people can go on for years in a state of sin. And we're battling against God. And it don't bother me. But they in the church.
Mercy.
You could be at church but not part of the church. They at church every Sunday. But the fact of their lifestyle, there are certain sins that don't bother them. They will not repent of them. They won't turn away from them year after year. I don't want to judge because nobody knows about it. That seems like something
don't
match up.
Amen.
Because it all bothers you. I know sin bothers me.
Yeah.
I try to push it down, get rid of it. Do things not to remember. Put my attention on something else, but sin bothers you.
Yeah.
It's like David said when he committed adultery with Sheba. My sin is ever before me.
Yeah.
You really had a program, ain't got nothing to do with adultery, but it comes on. I
can remember David mind. Oh, David, you remember that?
Oh, man, I can't.
Yeah.
He had kids in the sheep, and one of the sheep looked like a sheep. You see, I'm there before him. He said, I can't sleep. I dream about the sheep a lot of times. My sin is there before me. And in a believer's life who has God in his life, you can't do that and not repent and turn around from your sin.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Been here, done that.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Got a t-shirt on.
It's an ongoing process, y'all.
Yeah, preacher.
But it changes how you look at it. Listen. Because when you come to church,
my God,
when you come to the things of God, you have a different perspective because you can tell it's an ongoing process. Because before you know Christ, if somebody would ask you to go to church, and you may be a mommy on Mother's Day, oh, I gotta go to church. But then when you come this side,
it
changed the character. I go to church.
I gotta get there.
I get to go to TJ and your whole day. And now I gotta go. Woo! I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house. I couldn't wait.
Let me make it.
When it comes to eating, giving, you're giving. I'm not trying to.
That's real.
Motivate everybody.
That's real.
But when coming in again, you know, you ask people that you know haven't had their character changed.
Right.
You know, and while we don't ask, you know, because we don't want to
bother
nobody, if you don't want to give to God,
we're not
going to beg for it.
Come on,
God be good to me.
Yeah, preacher.
a mighty long.
So what I'm saying, in every aspect of life, we want it. We don't want it. The spirit within you is not a doctor that, oh, I gotta go sing in a choir. Oh, I gotta go to choir rehearsal. Oh, I gotta go to Bible study. Oh, I gotta go to deacon meeting. Oh, no. Oh, yes. I get to sing in a choir. Oh, that's
a joy.
That's like worship.
Yes.
You know, even it's just not rehearsal,
right.
But it's like real worship.
Right.
Why we got to have rehearsal? And then go ahead and say for God and lift up his name. Because
yeah.
He's been good to us. Yeah. When you come to that kind of attitude, everything, when it comes to service, because God loves when you give that kind of service.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When you give that kind of service, I'm going to cut this off now. I got one more point. I elaborated too long on some of them things. I got to get the 3 point off for the book. And it's a new relationship. No, 34. No one shall every man teach his neighbor, and every man and brother say, know the Lord, for they shall know me from least the greatest of them, say the Lord. Now, in the Old Testament, God set aside certain people like Jeremiah, then anointed them, and set aside to be teachers. Mm-hmm. Everybody couldn't know God like the teachers. The teachers kind of shared with those that didn't have that kind of anointing, that didn't have that kind of closeness with God. There's certain people that had to teach them how to know God. But in the New Testament,
Right.
When the Holy Spirit comes to live in us,
right.
It helps us to know God.
That's true.
Just like the other one, the process, that's a process too.
That's true.
Just because you know God, but sometimes you say, you can know God, and you say, you know, I want to get to know God. That means you want to know Him more.
I know he's my Savior.
I know he's my Lord.
Yeah.
I want to know him more. I heard, I went to a song last night when I was studying. But in the song says, I want to know God like I know my own weaknesses. You want to know God deeply. You want to know all about God. You want to know God. And when you really know God, the devil can't sneak up on you.
Right.
You
see him coming.
Okay. You know, that can't, you ever seen one of the pictures where somebody came in and they snuck him on the first and put the hand alive, say, who is this?
Yeah.
And sometimes that's that man, of course.
Right.
Sometimes you don't know who it is. Don't even ask, though. No, I don't know who he is. He'll be anybody. But when you know God, when you really know God, either who is or is he God?
Yeah.
When you get a word, you know it ain't the
enemy.
Right. You know God so good.
Yeah.
That word from God.
Yeah.
When you get that impression in your heart that is assuring you to do something, or giving you a dream, a challenge, or calling you to do something, you know it's God because you know God. When you don't know God, you get mixed up. You know how you sometimes answer the phone? Some people that you know well, they won't say their name.
Right.
Well, sometimes people call me, and they say, why did they always say their name? I know who they are. Now, people that I don't know that well, I might get them mixed up. But if I know you well, I don't get you mixed up. Bob called him. Bob needs to do a lot, I think. Maya down, Maya.
Quiet it down.
I can hear you. Right now. It's good. And you know the footsteps of God.
Yeah.
And you know the footsteps of not God.
So you can tell when the enemy.
Come on down.
Just speak it up on
yeah.
You can tell when you hear the enemy.
Thank you.
Well, sometimes we listen, you know, I mean, listen to some speak on TV. And he'll start off, and he ain't saying nothing erroneous yet. He ain't saying nothing erroneous. I just start in like, oh, I don't know about him. Or her. And I be looking, this is what I, that ain't what I think that is what she's saying. He's saying become my spirit because we ain't on the same, we ain't on the same highway.
You know? Yeah.
Right. Right. Say, he don't live in my, he don't live in the holy neighborhood.
Amen.
That I live in. And they have. But I know that even before they exposed to that. I don't know how, but when you know God, I think it's like when it's called counterfeit. When you learn how to counterfeit bills, but you learn how to good bills look.
Right.
And when you know how to good bills look, right. You can tell everyone that.
Right. Yeah.
And then, hold on, I know one day I picked up, I was in front of your man, and I saw that 20 going down there. So, well, you don't want nobody giving back to you, but I did about on the street. Mm-hmm. And that's when I went through that 20, I was so happy. I was so happy about that one. Yeah, whole time I was so happy about that one. They thought it was free. And I picked that 20 up. And I looked at that 20 and it said, this is a copy.
Wow.
Yeah. I said, that's probably how they got yours. He bids us fly.
Yeah.
Gives us wings. new covenant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. New.
But either better.
Come
yeah.
Come
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Come fly.
Yeah.
Come fly with me. Yeah. 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 You're here. You don't know Christ. This morning is a great time to get to know him.
Awesome.
You wanted to fall from here. This morning is a great time to come back to him.
Amen.
You left him, but he's standing in the same place you left him.
Amen.
Like that father waiting on the Father.
Come get your wings.
He's done. As the song being played, which come on.
Thank you.
Come on here, right there where you sit. Now, if you're a Christian, I mean, like you're important, but the man who wants you to be something to God.
Yeah, come get your wings.
He's a great
yeah.
Now I want you to tell them, President, God never prayed about it, my Lord, that was still for us. Through the divine blood and spirit of permission of our sins. And as we take these things, Lord, the only way we can live the Christian life effectively is you live through us. You may not take it and then drink. Amen. Thank God for what he's done. We're about ready to go. God have it, y'all. Whether you're on the podcast, on the website, or you're here in person,
amen.
Certainly enjoyed having you today, this morning. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. You have been visiting with us. We appreciate you.
Amen.
I'll be back. We're busy with us. We're trying to practice some protocol. We realize now a little majority of the people in here, probably over 90% or more of them, have already been had to do a vaccination by the pastor. But, maybe one or two that hadn't did that one of these days. Maybe we'll all have it if we just take these masks off. It ain't there yet, but we'll have that one. And take these masks off. But I'm going to tell y'all what y'all need to do. Be in church. Do like I do at the game. I had a mask off at the game. Then I'll be watching the game. Then if I need to call somebody at the game, I'm going to be. Mark down, Gabby! We back down. Make yourself big!
Stop playing.
So, if you're in church and you can kill a sad pastor, you shall rise and you're gonna put it back down. I know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, sister, for being the woman of God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank God because you found my little people. And I love you all.
Amen.
I'm going to run to the car and get a donation that I want to leave it. I need it.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You for being here. We're doing that. And we do want to pray for the sweet home.
Amen.
Anytime you lose somebody with faith, a significant role.
We know.
We know. Our son is our pastor, musician, son, choir, daughter, worship, daughter. So they are a bond for the working of the church.
Right statements on the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So the Lord can make it clear.
Amen.
Sometimes when you go too fast and it ain't clear.
That's real.
You might end up in the wrong spot.
That's real, right?
That's real. So it ain't clear. So once it's clear to you, can't nobody talk you out of that.
Thank you.